Welcome back to this 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we're going all the way across the world to Indonesia, and we have a young singer. I think she's 11 years old.
Hey guys, it's me, Jocelyn Ashley.
But when she was 9 years old, she did a hit song called Beautiful. Why don't we listen to a little bit of that right now? It's in English and Bahasa. Let's take it away.
Jangan juga kau kesal sendiri. Jika ada orang yang merendahkanmu, jangan pedulikan apa kata dia. 'Cause you are beautiful, yes you are beautiful. Kita semua sama, ciptaan Tuhan. Yes you are beautiful, so very beautiful. Senyummu itu bikin dunia ceria.
Nice, upbeat, catchy. Little Jane Castilla in there, little Celine Gabriel in there. So why don't we just give her a call and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hi.
Hey, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How about you?
I'm awesome. I'm here in Los Angeles, California. So you were born in Jakarta?
Yes.
Right, so tell me about your song, Beautiful.
Actually, I have two singles named Yummy Bear and Beautiful. You can check it on my YouTube channel. And Beautiful is about self-love. Like, when you are insecure, just remember that you are beautiful just the way you are. And keep being yourself.
Mm-hmm, that's good. So you did that song over a year ago, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that song. So what is your other song that you sing?
Yummy Bear.
Oh, Yummy Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard the Yummy Bear one yet. What's that one about?
Oh, Yummy Bear is about like some squishy that the brand is Creamy Candy, but it's called Yummy Bear.
Creamy Candy Land is not a dream. There's chocolates, waffles, sweet sprinkles, and cream. Just take a look around while you are over there. Because you will meet so many cute special bears. These bears are yummy bears. Oh, they are yummy bears. Please don't eat them when you see their eyes come past. These bears are yummy bears. Oh, they are yummy bears. From the wonderful ice cream of Creamy Candy Land. Yummy
That's great. So I saw that you did a cover to Blackpink with some of your friends.
Yes, that's right.
Which part did you play? Did you play Jisoo? Oh, you played Lisa, didn't you?
Yes, I really love Lisa so much.
You just put that out there not too long ago. Your YouTube channel has a lot of songs on there, and that's one of them.
I really like Blackpink one because, like, it's so much fun to make that video.
Yeah, I saw the behind the scenes. That's one of your best videos that has the most views, is the behind the scenes of making the Blackpink video. How you like that?
How you like that?
Bada bing, bam, boom, bam, boom.
Yeah.
How you like that?
Yeah, that was great. So how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
Does that mean you're like in 5th grade or 6th grade?
6th grade.
But right now, are you going to school? Or are you doing school at home?
I'm doing school at home, like online school.
Yeah, that's what everybody's doing everywhere all around the world.
Yeah.
So I watched your birthday video. You have a lot of friends.
I actually have a lot of friends, but now I can't meet them because of this pandemic and that's really stuck and I'm bored in this house.
That's everybody though. So I saw at the end where all your friends were singing happy birthday to you. I saw a couple of people that I recognized. I saw Jane Castilla. She said happy birthday to you.
Yes, that's right. And Jane Calista is a good person.
Right. She was on my show. And also Celine Gabriel. She also said hello to you. She called you her baby sister.
Oh, yeah.
She said, hi, baby sister. That was funny. I go, wait a minute. I know those two girls. So that song you sing, it's called Someone You Loved.
Yeah.
That was a good song, too. So who was that guy you sing with? It was Gio Salvatore?
Right, yeah.
Is he a friend of yours?
Yeah, he's my friend. And I knew him for like 2 years ago, maybe.
Right, that was great that both of you were playing the guitar and singing the song too.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was fun. I like that one video too where I think you were at the zoo and you were playing with the turtles with your dad. Was that your dad?
Not my dad, but it's my dad friend, and I really love it.
I know, you said you finally found the perfect turtle. So who was the person that sang on your song Beautiful? What is her name? Claire Cutie? Is she a friend of yours or is she another singer or both?
She's a singer, but yeah, she's my good friend.
So right now, is it hot there?
Really, really hot.
So you're hot and you're bored. Hey, on that birthday video, they had a cake for you and then you blew out your candles. What did you wish for?
I hope that I can go be successful so I can make my parents proud of me and hopefully I have more fun.
That's pretty good. You want to make your parents proud and you want to have more fun and you want to be more successful.
And also, I wish that I can go to the next step of blind audition of the Voice Kids Indonesia.
So you're 11 years old now. What do you want to do when you're like 18, 19, 20 years old?
There's so many things that I want to achieve, but I really want to be successful so I can make my parents proud of me. And hopefully I can go international, like all around this world know me so well. I really thought of that if I can make that wish come true.
So do you want to be a singer or do you want to be an actress?
Well, actually, when I grow up, I want to be an actress and a singer, like two of that. And also, I can write a song. I ever make one song. The title is Time to Sleep, but it's not really complete yet. So, yeah.
That's the next one, huh?
Yeah.
You already have it written down? You already have all the words written out?
Actually, yes, but like not really complete yet.
Okay, well, you got all this time. You say you're home alone, bored in your room. Get your pen out and start writing the rest of the song.
That's it.
And then the next step is you got to get the music to it. Then you got to make the video and then put it on your YouTube.
I'm searching the chords right now and I really love the song, but I think it's not really good, but I'm so proud of it. By the way, I can sing it for you just a little.
Sure, go for it.
Time to sleep, time to sleep, time to sleep. As your touch is a night star, time to sleep, time to sleep, time to sleep. As your touch is a night star, shining bright at you, shining bright at me. As your touch is a night star.
Wow, your voice is really nice.
So much.
Yeah, because sometimes when you listen to the music where it's all like professional and then someone tries to sing it like you do, it doesn't sound too great, but you pulled it off. You did really good. You have a really pretty voice.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
How old were you when you first started singing?
I perform like singing and also dancing and acting when I'm in 5th grade or something.
Hey, I like that Ariana song that you sang last Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. And it's almost Christmas time here again, so you'll probably get a lot more views on that one.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really love Christmas, by the way, and it's almost Christmas again.
I know. So the name of your YouTube channel is Jovelyn's World.
Yeah.
So it's Jovelyn World. If anyone's listening, you want to go check out her music, go to her YouTube channel and you can subscribe. She needs some more subscribers. Oh, it's the same thing on Instagram, but it's Jovelyn_World.
Thank you so much.
So who takes all those pictures for your Instagram? Is it your parents that does that?
Yeah, it's my parents. And my mom takes that picture, all of my pictures.
It looks like you had a professional do it.
She's so good at taking some pictures.
Is that your mom in that one picture where you're giving her a kiss on the cheek?
Yes, it's my mom.
I think I saw your dad in one of the videos. Does he have a tattoo on his arm?
Yes, he has a tattoo on his arm.
Hey, who taught you how to play the guitar?
I asked him to play guitar by myself and just some chords, like other stuff like that.
I have one too, but when I start playing, my fingers hurt. I can't try to play the F chord. My fingers lock up. I don't have the hands for it. I can't do it.
The first time I play guitar, my hands really hurt so badly.
So if I keep practicing, that will go away?
Yes.
I only know like one song and I keep playing it over and over. I'm already sick of it. So I have to learn one more song.
Yeah.
Do you know how to play any other instruments like the piano or anything like that?
When I'm like 9 years old or something like that, I play keyboard first. Then I don't like keyboard anymore. So now I play guitar.
So you have two songs now. You have Yummy Bear and you have Beautiful. And pretty soon you're going to have your new song.
Actually, I'm working on that song named Time to Sleep. I switched the chord of guitar and like other stuff for the music instrument.
So you do a lot of work for Metro TV.
Yes, I remember to sleep just like 2 hours ago, I think.
So if you want to get acting work there in Indonesia, how do you do that? How do you get on a TV show or how do you get on a movie?
Metro TV was asking me that, can you please just make a video of Happy Birthday of Jeffrey? And I said, yeah, sure. And at first I thought it was fake, but it's real. And I did.
That's great that you have such great parents, because there are some girls out there who want to do what you do, but their parents won't help them.
Yeah, my parents support me so much.
Why did you want to sing, though, in the first place? Who was your idol?
Actually, it's Ariana Grande, because the voice is really, wow, that's amazing. I just want to be heard when I grow up. Like,
that's true. Yeah, Ariana Grande, huh?
Yeah,
so when you get older, you want to do stuff like that, because I think she's mostly a singer, but I think she does acting too.
Yeah, I ever saw her when she, I don't know how old is she, but she plays one movie on TV shows like that, and that's her acting is really good.
So like when you're 20, 25, you're going to stay there where you're living right now and like in Indonesia, or do you want to maybe come to America or New York or Los Angeles? What's your dream?
I want to live in America because America is a good country. I really love there because there's so many spots for pictures, for taking pictures on Instagram, and that's really cool. Actually, I ever won some international singing competition, World Champion of Performance Arts 2020, and actually, I should go to Disneyland, California, but I can't because of this COVID-19. An online singing competition of Thessalonian Millennial in Spain, and I won the second prize.
Because your voice is so good for being such a young age.
Oh, thank you.
So do you want to do the singing by yourself? No, like you want to be the star by yourself? Or do you want to be in a group like Blackpink? Do you want to have three other girls and you? Or do you want to just do it by yourself?
I want to do it by myself because like, I want to be like Ariana Grande.
But wouldn't you like to do a duet? Wouldn't you like to sing a song with Ariana Grande?
Yes.
How old were you when you sang your first song? When you're like, yes, I want to be a singer. How old were you?
Actually, when I'm around like 7 years old or 8 years old, yeah, around that.
Wow, so 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a young girl, maybe her parents aren't that supportive, but she wants to be a singer, what advice would you have for her?
Well, for me, just don't be shy and show your talent. Like, it's a beautiful and special gift in God that you have to develop, and don't waste your talent. Do what you like and show your talent and achieve your dreams. Don't waste it. And just remember that you should keep trying and you can do it.
So, wrapping up here, is there anything else that you would like to say?
But there can be. Anything is possible and there's nothing is impossible. But if you try your best, you work hard for it, I'm pretty sure you can do it.
Great. So online, where's the best place for people to find more about you?
I think this is because I speak a lot there and I make fun videos. And yeah, you can know me well from YouTube.
Right. So the best place would be going to your YouTube channel or finding you and following you on Instagram.
Yes.
Right. So on YouTube, it's called Jovelyn's World. And on Instagram, it's also called Jovelyn's World, but it's Jovelyn with the underscore and then the word world. And they can go there and see all your pictures, all your music, and everything that you do.
Yes, that's right.
Right. I like it. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
All right, Jovelyn, I really appreciate you being on my show today. Thank you for taking the time out and being on my show. I really, really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Nice to know you. Thank you, Johnny T.
Awesome. All right. Thank you. Wow, what a talent. Let's give it up for Jovelyn. All right. If you want to get more information on her, just go to YouTube. It's Jovelyn's World. Or you go to Instagram. It's Jovelyn underscore world. J-O-V-E like love, but with a J in front of it. J-O-V-E-L-Y-N underscore world on Instagram. She's got almost 90,000 followers. So go check her out for more information. Thank you, Jovelyn, for doing my podcast. You are simply amazing. All right. So now we'd appreciate it if you went to iTunes and give us a rating, a review, share, like, all that good stuff. We have so
many amazing podcasts. We have two amazing women film directors. We have a superstar from Mumbai, India. We have Tanya Todd. You don't want to miss her episode. She's simply amazing as well. And remember, this podcast is absolutely free. I never advertise and I don't charge for subscribers. So go to iTunes, go to Spotify, Stitcher, Player FM, CastOn, wherever. Leave a review, like, share. We would certainly appreciate it. I absolutely love and adore doing this podcast. And on January 4th, we're starting season 5 with guest star Celine Rosalie. Oh, don't want to miss that one. So until the next episode, bye-bye.